This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will be discharged Monday evening from the military hospitals where he's being treated for COVID-19 and will return to the White House. Mr. Trump tweeted Monday, "I will be leaving the great Walter Reed Medical Center today at 6:30 p.m. Feeling really good. Don't be afraid of COVID. I feel better than I did 20 years ago." White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said earlier Monday that Mr. Trump is meeting with doctors treating him for COVID-19 to assess his progress. He said the administration is optimistic that the president will be discharged from the hospital later in the day. President Trump entered the hospital on Friday and, according to his doctors, is now on a 5-day course of the antiviral drug remdesivir, as well as a steroid called dexamethasone, which is generally not administered in mild or moderate cases of the illness. His doctors say he was given supplemental oxygen at least twice when his blood oxygen levels dropped below 94%. Dr. Sean Dooley, an Army colonel and pulmonologist, told reporters that the president's vital signs were stable on Sunday morning, and the patient was walking around, not complaining of shortness of breath or experiencing any other respiratory symptoms. Mr. Trump's campaign Friday put on hold all previously announced events involving the president's participation. Vice President Mike Pence is scheduled to make campaign appearances this week, as well as face off Wednesday evening against U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic nominee for vice president. Sunday marked 30 days before the November 3rd presidential election. Trump's opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, said Friday he was sending prayers for the health and safety of the First Lady and the President of the United States. This is VOA News.